The Rangers looking to make it 7 straight wins. They host the Phillies, and you got to like your chances when that guy's on the mound. Yu Darvish facing Jared Eichhoff. Eichhoff facing Nomar Mazara bottom one, and Mazara greets him rudely.
And he hammers this ball high in the air, deep right field, and it is gone, a home run. 1-0 Rangers in the first. Delino running, and this one out to right field. That one's going to drop in, base hit, and head into the corner. With the shield speed, he'll be waved. He'll score. A double for Lucroy, and it's a 3-0 Rangers lead.
Two on, two out. Nothing and one to Galvis. Darvish with the 0-2. Swinging the ball, hit back up the middle. Odor dives, can't get it. It's by him and out into center. Saunders around third. He comes in to score. Trudging over to third is Franco, and for Freddie Galvis, it's an RBI single, and the Phillies are on the board here in the seventh, now trailing 3-1.
Well, here's the 1-2, and he got him swinging. Ninth strike out of the ninth for Darvish. Boy, he needed it.
It's the curveball, and it is located well with tight rotation, and Yu Darvish excited about that one, and a great finish to the seventh inning.
Door off first. And the two-strike pitch, that one sent out towards center field. Racing back is Herrera at the fence, and it's gone, a home run!
Rangers are in the 5-1 win, their seventh in a row. That trails only the Yankees' 8-game winning streak earlier this season for the longest in the American League. But the Rangers did place outfielder Carlos Gomez on the 10-day DL earlier in the day due to a strain of his right hamstring. Even when the Rangers got off to a slow start this season, Rangers skipper Jeff Banister preached patience, as he knew his team would come around. That day appears to have arrived, and then some. After a 5-1 victory on Tuesday over the Phillies, Texas has won 7 straight. Here is the Rangers skipper following Tuesday's win.
I think we're playing better. I like the way that our starting rotation is throwing the baseball, executing pitches. I like the fact that the bullpen has been throwing much better, able to execute pitches, come in and utilize their stuff to get outs, some confidence there. I like the fact that our offense is starting to maneuver itself into a position that they're confident in swinging the bat. They're not afraid to get down in the count, work the count for some walks to allow hitters to hit with base runners on base, try to wear down some pitchers. So, look, until we get those guys back, this is how we have to play. It gives us some confidence in that we can play this type of baseball.
In the fifth inning, while they were doing the review, it looked like you had a heart to heart with Delino DeShields. Is that conversation anything you can share with us?
Well, look, it's a situation where hit and run type play, just reminding him that there is no pickoff that needs to happen in a hit-and-run situation. Told him to be patient, read the pitcher, make sure that he got a jump. It doesn't have to be a stolen base jump, that it's not a situation where he can get picked off.
What were your thoughts on – or what was your breakdown of Darvish tonight?
Yeah, I thought that, good use of all of his pitches tonight. He really got the curveball in play tonight for some big strikeouts. Also, the changeup came back into play. Fastball command was good to both sides of the plate. Plus, he was able to elevate. Don't worry, we're okay. We're okay, I promise. He faced one over the minimum through five. Breakdown of the innings, when you look at the pitch count, 11, 12, 7, 10, 11, and then the last two innings became a challenge, 22 and 22. Two stressful innings back-to-back, late, was why we went to the bullpen. But I thought Darvish threw the ball very well tonight.
Is the fact that it took us 6 questions to get to Darvish kind of speak to what the expectation level is for him?
Look, anytime that you goes out for us, there are certain expectations. However, we look at it as this, that every one of our starters have the ability to go out and pitch this type of baseball game. They've proven that with the number of quality starts, I think Yu has been doing a tremendous job of managing the innings, the ability to, when he gets in some of those traffic situations, that he's been able to record the outs. And I love the fact that he brought the changeup and curveball into play tonight. He's, look, this guy's, you know, all has been talked about the number of pitches and the type of pitches that he uses, but more than anything else, it's the out pitches that have really shown up well for you.
Sam? Jeff, what did you see with Darvish in the sixth and seventh inning?
Well, look, he's trying to make pitches. They were able to gain some base runners. Felt like that he was trying to make some pitches. The pitch count was getting to a point to where I felt like that there was a little bit of fatigue, but nothing more than what he's been through before. It was just the fact that the back-to-back 22-pitch innings that really chased him out of the game.
This is the 50th win for UW in Major League career. Can you talk about this number?
Well, I think it's definitely significant for you. A milestone, and you know, especially a guy coming back off of Tommy John, who missed a complete year and some change. You know, compile that with what he was able to do in Japan, and you know, when you put those numbers together, they're pretty significant. This is a special pitcher. A special athlete who can do tremendous things with a baseball and pitch and goes out and compete. I love the fact that when you see the raw emotion of him on the mound after he completes a big inning like the last inning is huge. But anytime a pitcher gets to a milestone like that, it's significant not only in his career but for an organization also.
One of the biggest reasons the Rangers have had their winning ways lately has been the reemergence of veteran Mike Napoli. He crushed another home run in Tuesday's 5-1 triumph over the Phillies as the veteran slugger shared his thoughts after the game.
It's been great, you know, especially to come home and take care of what we're supposed to do. Obviously, we weren't playing the best ball before this, but we're getting things going. We're playing as a team. We're getting good pitch and good defense, and we're getting timely hitting.
How important is it to establish yourselves here at home?
It's real important. I mean, it's you know, it's our home field. It's what we have to do. But we're taking care of business now. I'm about to get this cold.
I'll step away.
I don't want to do good anymore.
You don't. It's a good thing. Nap, for you, starting the season off the way you did, I know you were disappointed, but to start, are you starting to feel more like yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of baseball. It's part of the grind. You know, it makes you appreciate the good times so much more. You know, I never gave up. You know, I came in every day as a new day, got in the cage, worked with Mash, stayed positive, and you know, the good thing about our team is that you got good teammates that pick you up all the time when you're going through tough times. So, for them to stick with me and encourage me to, you know, keep going, it makes it all better.
One more thing. I did the story on your brother Joey sending you the ninjas, yeah, for your locker.
You get another one.
You got another ninja. Yeah. That's a cool thing that you guys have done for a long time, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he picks something different every year, and somehow he found all these different colored ninjas, so they'll be hanging in my locker.
The Rangers send Andrew Kashner to the mound on Wednesday. He battles Zach Eflin.